Well, if it isn't Mr. Bob Bass.
Yes, here to bring blazing sunshine into your partly cloudy with a 20% chance of precipitation on the summit kind of day.
Oh, well, actually, I was thinking that it's
here to offer a dazzling rainbow to your fog-enshrouded life.
I really do that.
Here to deliver hope, healing, and happiness to the otherwise dreary, drab existence of the fair hobbit citizens who populate the TV5 viewing area.
Oh, are you finished?
Not quite, but that'll do for now. You know, one day, Finian, someone out there is going to see my God-given weather forecasting talent for what it really, truly is. Uh-huh. And then I'll take a great big bite from the great big apple, New York City.
Oh, wonderful.
But for now, I'm stuck here in Abington Falls, nibbling on a kumquat.
Oh, well, you know, Bob, though a kumquat is somewhat small and sour, at its heart, the fruit is sweet.
Any chance we could stop with the whole fruit thing there, Finian?
If you like.
Thank you.
Now tell me, Bob, how long have you been doing the weather?
Well, let me see. 23 years.
Oh, yes. Well, it sounds like it could be time for a promotion.
You know, I've been saying exactly the same thing myself for 23 years. Oh, but my boss keeps holding me back.
Well, you know, Bob, sometimes a promotion is merely a matter of knocking on the correct door, such as this one.
Finian, do you know what my problem is?
Oh, I do.
I'm overqualified. Oh. I have all these magnificent talents. Sometimes I just amaze myself. Mm-hmm. But no one truly appreciates my gifts, especially my boss. No one has any idea about the hard work and skill it's required to get where I am. Do you know how long it takes me just to get my hair to look this great? You know, I feel like you understand my predicament.
Oh, most assuredly I do, Bob. That is why you, my friend, deserve the VIP treatment.
Exactly.
Precisely. Just climb up on Rolo and we'll get right to it.
The rolling ladder thing?
Yes, sir.
About that, actually have a fear of rides and heights. And tight spaces?
Well, when you learn to embrace the tight spaces, my friend, you can ride on the heights.
Huh?
Well, indeed. So, not ready for the heights, then we will adjust our sights. Just come this way, please.
Thank you.
For you, Bob, I have chosen an extremely exquisite and exceptionally excellent experience to explore.
Ah, you extemporize so extravagantly.
Exactly. Thank you, Bob. And it's right over here.
Okie dokie. Excuse me, these are all kids' books?
Indeed. Bottom shelf number 17 from the left. Red book. Would you mind getting it for me there?
Huh?
Yes. If you get down on your knees, then you'll see.
What?
The greatest treasures are revealed when we're on our knees.
Whatever.
There once was a big man named Self, who thought he deserved the top shelf. But the more Self pursued, the smaller he grew. And now he's a sad little
elf. I got it!
Oh, I certainly hope you do.
Now, what was that you were saying?
Just a saying. This way, please.
All right.
Now, what I'd like you to do, Bob...
Oh, hold on. Hmm? I know the drill. Read the book. My perspective is enlightened. My heart is inspired. Etc., etc., etc.
The etc. is the most important part.
Oh, so which room do you have for me, huh? I happen to love the beach room. Oh, wait. How about the throne room, huh?
Oh, Mr. Bass, you deserve something much better.
I sure do.
Yes, something we affectionately call the JC.
Oh, the JC? Huh? The judges' chambers? Oh, how about a Jacobean Coliseum?
No, the gentleman's closet.
Huh?
Yes, please.
You know, this looks really tiny and really dark.
Well, let's fix that. Here, this little light of mine, I'm going to let
Look, maybe you didn't hear me earlier.
Oh, I heard you. more than you know. The question is, Mr. Bass, are you truly ready for a promotion?
Well, of course I am, but what is that?
In school, you take a test before you get a promotion, right?
Right.
And God gives us tight times to test us. Humbling happenings to help us.
You know, it feels like the walls are closing in. Could I leave now?
Oh, of course you can. You can leave any time you want, but...
What?
If you leave, you'll stay right where you are.
Huh?
Because there's really only one person holding you back from that promotion.
My boss.
You. Take the test and God will promote you his way.
Whatever.
Do you have what it takes, Mr. Bass?
I do.
You don't.
I don't?
You don't, because it really comes down to who will win the battle.
I don't understand. A battle?
Yes, gotta go. Bye.
But... how did I get to be here? I gotta sit down. Excuse me, ma'am. Oh, you're not a ma'am. You're a mop. Thought you looked a little skinny. Nice hair, though. It is so cramped in this place. I have got to get out of here. I don't deserve this.
Ah!
Wait. That's just a mirror. And that's just me. Oh, take the test, Bob. Let's take the test. Well, I suppose I could use this bucket for a seat. So this is Finian's idea of the VIP treatment, huh?
Very interesting predicament.
Oh, gotcha. All part of the test. A kid's book. Well, here goes. Teddy's button. Okay. He stood in the center of a little crowd of village boys. His golden head was bare in the blazing sun, but the crop of curls seemed thick enough to protect him from its rays, and he was far too engrossed in his occupation to heed any discomfort from the heat. A slim, delicate little lad he was, with a finely cut face and blue eyes that by turns would sparkle with animation.